I got a new artist on air, Andriana Lair. Would you want to tell me about yourself?
I come from South Dakota originally, and I moved up to the Twin Cities about 10 years ago to go to school. Been playing and singing music my whole life, and originally went to college to study opera and then hated it, so I'm kind of a self-proclaimed opera school dropout. You know, went on to kind of figure out if I was going to do the academia thing and just keep coming back to playing music all the time. So, yeah.
So where did you first start to, like, play?
I started playing gigs in the city. My first venue was the Fine Line. I worked doing ticketing there, actually, so then I kind of had a little in for their local band nights and started doing some gigs there a couple times a year and just kind of gradually started making my way around other venues in the city after that.
So have you ventured out of the cities at all?
Not too much. Played in Mankato and Sioux Falls and, oh, I feel like there's one other place. Doing my solo stuff anyway. I play in another band and we've done a little more traveling, so.
So what's it like going out playing at these venues? What's the stage fright like?
When I first started playing in the cities, I hadn't really done much solo performance since I'd been in high school. I used to do a lot of performing alone in high school and with ensembles and things like that as well, so I didn't really experience stage fright when I was doing that when I was in high school, and then after I kind of took a couple years off from doing solo stuff, it was a little terrifying, but I just had to keep doing it more and more, and then got my comfort level back to where I thought it was supposed to be, and now it's like a second home again.
So how do you balance work and your career in music?
It's very difficult. I usually have between 2 and 3 jobs. So over the last year or so, I really decided to start taking music more seriously, cutting back on work a little bit. Luckily, I have a very supportive fiance that's willing to help pay the bills for me while I'm pursuing my dream. But I also have always worked in music venues and things like that, so it kind of keeps me really motivated when I get to see a lot of really amazing artists come through the places I work and makes me just kind of keep on course with what it is that I want to do. And then spend extra time outside of work practicing and honing my craft. So
what would be one of the biggest struggles being a new artist?
Just trying to get people to care who you are. So
getting your name out there?
Yep.
What do you do to get your name out there?
Social media stuff, Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, the other plethora of, you know, music artist websites that you can be on. I've tried to get on almost all of them, I think, but I've probably missed a few so far. Just kind of networking with musicians in the cities and trying to get to know people that are also doing what I want to do. So
basically good hard work networking.
Yep, pretty much. Yep.
So tell me about your album.
So my first record, Try to Be True, was started about 3.5 years ago now. Went through kind of a quarter-life crisis, as it were, at the time, and was doing some addiction counseling and really hated what I was doing. And also went through a breakup at the time and just kind of threw my hands in the air and had a really good friend in Los Angeles that I'd met a few years back that had wanted to do some recording with me when I was ready, and that was kind of the spark to the powder keg, and I was like, all right, I'm ready, let's do this. And so I went out to LA and did some recording for about a week and a half in November of 2010, and then went back about 6 months later to finish the recording, and then it was being mixed out there as well, and kind of just got caught up, and, you know, I was back in Minnesota, and all of the music was being worked on in LA, so I didn't have a lot of hands-on experience with the mixing process. One, two, three, four.
this empty house for days. But my steps don't seem to take me any place. And the path that I've tread deep into this carpet has been well laid. And I keep looking out these dirty windows. Hope I might see something that I didn't know before. And gain some clarity from behind these closed doors. But when my number comes up, I'm gonna hit that warning. I'm gonna take my place in life, start a new beginning. Until it all just ends. And all those people that I've come to know and love, well, they are the best assets I've ever had, but somehow it's not enough, and I keep holding out for more than I've got. And all those lovers I've kept hidden in my bed, well, they do little to rest all of the loneliness that manifests itself inside. But my words don't seem to get me any place. And I talk myself in circles, trying to tell myself it's all okay. And if I ever feel I'm finally satisfied, well, I'll know that I've reached heaven and I'm no longer alive. Dissatisfaction is how I make
3.5 years ago in Los Angeles, had kind of gone through a quarter life crisis at the time, breakup, job that I didn't like, and decided to just kind of up and quit. And I had a dear friend in Los Angeles that had expressed interest in working with me when I was ready to record the record. So I just kind of went to him and said, all right, I think I'm ready. Let's do this. And went out to LA for the first time in November of 2010 and spent about a week and a half doing the first bit of the recording. And then went out another 6 months later to finish all the recording. And then he had a friend that was doing the mixing for me out there. And so it kind of got held up over the next 2 years then while I was back in Minnesota and all of the songs were in LA, kind of, I don't want to say held hostage, but that's kind of what it felt like. So finally got the mixes done and ended up having it mastered back in the cities just so I could, you know, kind of have it back home. And then started working on the artwork and all that stuff and finally got to release it last October. So
what's your favorite song on the album?
I have three favorites. The tune Lost the Map, we spent a lot of time on the production side of that song, and it was always something that I knew was going to be cool in my head when I first wrote it, but then I'd always been a solo artist and hadn't really played with a ton of other musicians at the time, so hearing how that song got fleshed out, I'm really excited about that. I love the production on that one. I think it makes the story of the song come out a lot better. Wish You Well is kind of dear to me. It's about the breakup that I went through at the time right before I recorded the record. But it's just it really expresses true friendship love that you have on top of just being in love with somebody. But it's also just got kind of a good melody, good rhythm. And, you know, I think it's one of the catchier tunes on the record. So, and then the title track is Try to Be True. And that one kind of gets to the jazz and blues influence that I've always kind of felt. So that one's a little different than all of the rest of the songs on the CD. So
if you had to categorize your music, where would you put it?
I've always had a really hard time with that. And I think this record is a bit alt country, a little folk, a little pop. And then, the one tune that has some jazz and blues influence. So that is one thing I'm, you know, working on right now, is kind of figuring out the direction that I really want to go and kind of streamlining the sound that I'm working on. So,
your own personal sound?
Yep.
So what do you have planned in the next, let's say, 5 years?
Oh, man, that's a long time. Well, in the next 5 months, I'm planning to start recording an EP in the cities with a friend of mine, and I'm gonna do a couple songs here, and then over the next few months I'm gonna do a couple more songs out in LA, and then I'm gonna kind of decide where I want to go as far as the recording process for the next full album. But I also have a jazz duo that I started about a year ago, working with a local jazz guitarist, Robert Bell, and we're gonna do a full record within the next year. So that's kind of all I can really focus on, is 1 year at a time.
So you got two groups. You got your own personal solo going, and then you've got another one, a jazz group going.
Yep.
How do you find time to squeeze those both in and a job?
I make time. I actually have one. I play in three groups, actually. I play keys in a band called The Usual Things, too. So, last year I just really decided that this is what I wanted to do, so I needed to start really putting my effort forth into doing what I love, and it's the only way it's ever going to happen, so.
So, what's your dream band, or who would you love to open up for?
Ooh. I have always been a huge Conor Oberst and Bright Eyes fan, so either, opening up for him, or even just singing backups for him, or, you know, singing with him would be awesome. Either that or Wilco, probably. So
any of your family members musically talented, or is it just you or your dad?
My mom used to always sing to me as a kid, and, you know, she was the more musically inclined one, but never really took it terribly seriously. My sister was a singer as well, and she studied music in college a little bit, but kind of went the other direction into like nonprofit administration with a jazz and blues society. So I was really the only one that held on to the performance aspect of it.
So do you have any hidden talents or anything else?
Ooh, man. That's a good question. I used to be able to turn myself into a pretzel. That was the one that I went to as a kid, but I'm doing a lot of yoga now, trying to get that back, but we'll see.
So do you just play the piano and guitar?
I played viola for a while growing up, too, and I like to dabble on other instruments, but those are the two that I play mostly.
What is the viola?
It's the slightly bigger cousin of the violin, so, yep.
All right, well, if you had to bring anyone back from the dead to play with you.
Ooh. See, I was raised on classical music, and, I mean, if I could bring any musician back from the dead, it'd have to be Mozart, because he was just brilliant, and I don't know if he would play with me or if I could just sit there and stare at him while he played, but that'd be good enough for me.
So what's your mindset when you go to writing a song? What gets you in the zone, or what puts you in the mood to want to write music?
A lot of times I get really... get a lot of inspiration in the springtime after winter's kind of been keeping me inside. And yeah, so once it starts to get nice out, I usually get a lot of inspiration. But I've been kind of trying to change the way that I write a little bit too, because it used to be very much all personal experience and hard on the sleeve kind of stuff. And now I'm trying to branch out into other things and, you know, social issues and just even random nonsensical kinds of inspiration, I guess.
So if you weren't making music right now, what would you be doing?
If I could do anything, it would just be traveling. But, you know, I'm hoping to do both.
So do a little bit of traveling and playing some good music.
Yep, yep.
Turning it into a one big love.
Yep.
All right. Tell me what it's like going through playing at a venue, the nervousness on being on stage, what it's like, and how you exactly deal with it. Because I know a lot of our younger artists out there would love a little bit of pointers on how to deal with their nervousness, I guess, more or less.
I had to work through stage fright and nervousness when I started playing out, especially being in the city and kind of feeling a little overwhelmed and, like, unsure of if I belonged there or not. But it's really just about remembering why you're doing what you're doing. And, you know, hopefully people are doing it for the right reasons, because they just feel this complete desire and need to go do it for no better reason other than that you're just driven to do it. Just remember your passion and remember why you're doing it in the first place.
So now coming into this next good question, what was the best advice given to you, and what would be the best advice you would want to pass on to the younger generation?
Man, I've been given a lot of advice throughout the process of recording this record. Really just stay true to who you are and don't let people try to shape what you should sound like, because when you really just are true to yourself, your own sound will come out. And that's not to say don't take constructive criticism from people. Like, I highly, highly value constructive criticism. However, I think there's a fine line between taking that constructive criticism and applying it to what you're doing and just allowing people to tell you what you should do. So,
all right, Andriana, I want to thank you for letting me do this New Artist on Air.
Thank you for having me.
go take a walk and gently unpin your heart from your sleeve. That's the thing, break it up. I can't hear you and know you can't hear me. Well, I heard that it's bad luck if you spill the salt. Well, I guess if I hurt this bad, well, I know that it's my fault. Give me the blame, I'll take it all. Lay it down on the line. There's nothing like the present place or time.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.